The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. If you're a veteran, I want to thank you for your service. Even those at home watching on live stream, thank you all for your service. If you are a family of veterans, thank you for your support for your service member while they were in the service, and for all of us and for the nation. I want to give a thanks to all of you, because I remember stories growing up from, the Vietnam War, and how poorly the soldiers were treated and how horrendously, and things have changed quite a bit. And so it made it a lot easier for myself to enter the military and a lot of my friends in the military, so that we didn't have that added pressure. So military service is already pretty stressful, but added pressure of knowing people at home were against us would have made it completely unbearable. But knowing that the people were there to support us when we needed it, getting care packages throughout my time in the service was very helpful. And so I want to also extend a thank you to all of you. But to the homily. Death is something shunned by the world, something to be avoided at all costs, something never to be thought of except when we're trying to save ourselves. But this isn't so for the Christian. Where the world avoids every thought of death, the Christian embraces it. Where the world hides death away behind sanitized walls, we mount the crucified Christ on the walls of our home. We hang images of him in our cars. We put the execution of our Lord on bracelets and necklaces. In parts of the world, even, we process through the streets carrying high the cross of Christ with his body hanging upon it. No, for the Christian, we don't fear death. We recall the death of our Lord at every Mass. We make the sign of the cross before meals, before prayer, even at random times throughout the day. For the Christian, we contemplate death. We meditate upon it. We embrace it. But why? It seems a little macabre at times, I suppose, considering there's relics of saints, so body parts of saints throughout the world that are put in gold and cast, and they're on display for us to venerate. So it's a little strange. So why do we do this? Quite simply, because our Lord Jesus Christ has conquered death. And he asks us to be ready for it when it comes. He asks us to meditate upon it, to prepare for it, to be ready. We will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, buying, selling, planting, building up until the day we die or until Christ returns, whichever comes first. And on that day, we will stand before our God at our particular judgment. My brothers and sisters, the question we really have to ask ourselves today And really, every day of our lives is, are we ready?